First, here's Le News with Le E. Here we go.
Microsoft has completed its £56 billion takeover of Call of Duty maker Activision Blizzard in the gaming industry's biggest ever deal. Microsoft was given the green light for the deal after UK regulators approved it. The Competition and Markets Authority said its concerns had been addressed after it blocked the original bid. Microsoft's Phil Spencer said securing Activision was incredible. Now, the PS5 Slim has just been released, and the main...
Why are they doing that just after Christmas?
This is my news. This is my news.
Carry on.
This is my news.
Bit rude.
And the main difference to the normal PS5 is, well, that you can buy one at launch, and, it's a bit slimmer. There's slightly more storage and two USB-C ports on the front rather than one USB-C port and one USB-A. That's about it. And it's £480. But something from PlayStation that you can't buy at the moment is the PlayStation Portal. It was also just released, but there seems to be a massive stock shortage. That explains why Chris has been moody recently. It's £200, and essentially, it's a screen that you can play your PlayStation on, as long as you connect it to a Wi-Fi network. PlayStation. A multiplayer game based on The Last of Us has officially been cancelled. Delays to the PlayStation 5 project were reported earlier this year, and developer Naughty Dog has now confirmed it's been dropped. It said the incredibly difficult decision came because maintaining the game would impact other projects.
You really gonna go through with this?
And the first trailer for the Fallout TV show has been released, and it looks awesome!
And grabbed a moldy one.
Not long to wait either. It's out in April next year.
I do really want the PlayStation Portal.
Have you not got one yet?
No, I
can't. You still on the waiting list?
Let me just update now. There's no waiting list, right? Oh. On PlayStation Direct, it's currently unavailable. On Smith's Toys, never heard of it before, but apparently it's a good one to check. Unavailable. Very, where I got the PlayStation.
Hang on, you've never heard of Smith's Toys?
Well, I've heard of it. Very unavailable. Can you imagine if it became available now while I was doing this? I'd be like, let's pause. Game unavailable. It's not... What's the point?
Don't... I just snorted!
Don't tell me that it's available. What the funniest thing is, on the PlayStation Direct thing, it says, if you order this before the 18th of December, it will come in time for Christmas. It's past the 18th of December. You can't order it. It won't come in time for Christmas. I'm angry about it. Anyway. Also... I've lost my page. Let me get back to my page. Now I'm so
you're going
angry.
To say Little Nightmares 1's now available on your mobile phone for £4.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it?
It is actually. You know what? It is, because it's such a beautiful game, and you know I'm a massive fan of it. And also, I'm sure we'll talk about it later, but 3's coming out soon.
Well, not soon, just next year at some point.
Oh, next year at some point. A bit like the Portal.
It could be January, but it never is. No, the Portal's out, but you can't get it.
But for £4?
Yeah.
That's a bargain.
I was going to review Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 in this mega podcast, by the way, but they basically haven't bothered to make a new game. They've just remade Call of Duty 2 with different maps.
I hate it when they do
that. So do you know what? Until they make a proper game, I'm not reviewing it. I'll do the other ones, but not that. No, I'm sorry. You can't just be that lazy. It's not good enough in this day and age.
Stop kidding around, Snake.